Well, church, I was just talking to the Lord this week, and I'm like, Lord, what word do you want me to bring to the church on Sunday? And because remember, it's not me, it's not my word. It's got to be His word. It's not about me, it's about Him. He knows what we need to hear, when and how. Amen. And and the Lord just said something like this, you know. And every scripture that I was reading was about love. I said, just remind them of my love. Remind them of my love. And let them know that they're not alone. They're not alone. And you know, during this, you know, we're coming up to the holidays. We got Thanksgiving around the corner. We got Christmas coming in. And this is a season where a lot of people, they're just... they become really, really sad, you know? And God just wants to let you know, I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. And you're not alone. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am by your side always. Always. Never feel alone. I am by your side always. So I started studying, and I just want to go over some of the scriptures that
recording in progress
that He really planted on me in my heart to give out. So I want you to turn to the Gospel of John, and we're going to begin in chapter 15. And we're going to go to verse 13. There's the whole Bible is about love. The whole Bible, you know? So there's so many scriptures that you know, that I could have chosen, but I believe that God chose these scriptures just to talk a little bit about it. Amen? And in John 15:13, the Lord is speaking to the disciples, to the people, and He's saying, Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus did. He gave himself, took the form of man, and gave him his life for us, so that today we can live a life, a free life in Him, knowing that He loves us so much that God gave His only begotten Son, so that today we can live freely in abundance, in His love, in His help. Amen. And like the word says, and don't worry, I am with you always, always. I will guide you. I will be with you at your side. I'm all around you. I'm behind you. I'm in front of you. And most importantly, I'm abiding in you. Amen. And there is no greater love than to sacrifice your life for somebody else. And what the Lord did, He sought the well-being for us. He thought of us. God said, I'm going to do this for my children. I don't want to ever again be separated from them. So He sent His God, the reconciler, amen, so that today we can have a fulfilled, intimate relationship with Him again, amen. He restored our relationship that was broken back in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
And because of that, today, church, because we have accepted God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Savior, as King of our lives, we can rightfully say, God, you're my Father. God, you're everything to me. God, you did it for me. I didn't deserve it. I didn't even have to do anything for it. I didn't have to work for it. You graciously gave your entire life so that today, you died on that cross, so that today I can live and live free of sin, live free of condemnation, live free of guilt, live free of shame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God loved you and me so much that he compassionately died on that cross. He righteously died on that cross. He sacrificially died on that cross. And today, he continues to love on you and me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's no greater love. He did it already. And when he said at the cross, it is finished, tell me about it. It was totally finished. All your sins, all your debt, all your worries, all your sickness was paid for at the cross. When you got saved, you got healed. When you got saved, you got worried free. When you got saved, the love of God saturated your whole being. Hallelujah. The word of God says you love because God first loved you. We can't love without knowing that God first loved us. So there's no greater love than that, than Jesus dying on the cross for us. Amen. Look at what the book, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Look at what it says. And let's go to verses, I believe, 1 and 2. Because of the Lord's love here, the word of God is saying, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. As Christ also has loved us and giving himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Hallelujah. I mean, when the Lord went on the cross, amen, he was serving us. Did you know that he was serving us? He became a servant, and he became a servant for us. He gave his entire life. He sacrificed his whole being. But you know what that did for God the Father? It gave him a sweet-smelling aroma. It was good. God the Father was happy. I said, oh my God, I have my children back now. Now we can restore a broken relationship that was once there. So to God the Father, it was a sweet smelling aroma. It smelled good to him. Hallelujah. When the Lord Jesus Christ, when his son willingly died on that cross so that you and I can come back to God the Father in relationship. I mean, there's no greater love. Love is a connection between two people. Love is relationship. Love is intimacy. Love is serving one another. You know, when you get married to your spouse, the love of God is there. You become connected in relationship. You become intimate in relationship. Hallelujah. You begin to serve one another in relationship. And that is all covered under the word love. And when you serve others, the word of God is saying, be imitators of God. When you serve others the way God serves us, you're giving God a good smell, a sweet smelling aroma. Because when you serve others and you become imitators of God, it becomes a sweet sacrifice to God's nostrils. And he becomes well pleased with us. That's why the word of God says, be imitators. You know, I love you first, but now begin to walk in love. So God is saying, hey, listen, I love you unconditionally. Now walk unconditionally in love for others. Amen. That means just put others first. I put others first. I put you above all. And I gave my life for you. Do the same for others. Serve others. Amen. And we're here. I mean, we're here to be imitators of God. We're here modeling who the Lord Jesus Christ is. We came to being. We were created, hallelujah, to be Christ-like. We were made in his image and likeness. Amen. And God is saying, imitate me, serve others. But at the end of the day, don't forget, not just serve them, but love them. Love them. So God expects us to do the same, to love others unconditionally, to love others with the same grace that God loves you, to love others with the same compassion that God gave you, to love others, hallelujah, with the same mercies that God bestowed on you. Amen. We're coming to a time where you're going to find, even within our own families, or even in us ourselves, I'm going to feel like, you know what, we're alone, like nobody else is going through a time of sadness, maybe because your parents no longer here, maybe a child is no longer here, whatever that case may be, maybe a friend or somebody you truly love cannot partake with you during these holidays. But this is when the love of God covers a multitude of things, a multitude of sadness, a multitude of sickness, a multitude of despair, a multitude of trials that you may be going through. The love of God covers it all. So extend the love of God to those during these holidays that you know they're going through something. Amen. Send a word of encouragement. You know, sometimes I just take the phone, and if God put somebody in my spirit, I say, let me just send a quick text. And then if I feel they're texting a lot, I just pick up the phone and I call the person. Because texting sometimes is impersonal, but yet it can give so much love. You can still give so much love through a text. You can bless others through a text. I just texted my neighbor. I haven't seen my neighbor probably, and we've been trying to get together since September. And I just texted her, and at the end of and I said something like, hey, neighbor, you know, like, I haven't seen you lately. Are you okay? I hope you're doing well. You know, I miss you. Maybe we can have coffee one day, because I want to get to meet my neighbor. Amen. And I said, have a blessed day. And she texted me the next morning. Now, I haven't seen her since September. The next morning, she says, thank you so much for that blessing. It really picked me up for the day. It really encouraged me. Amen. And I don't know if she's a believer or not. I don't know her like that. Amen. But I'm trying to get her to come over. I'm trying to see if I can come over. Maybe we can have coffee. But love is all about connecting with people, connecting, loving people. You know, I don't know what she's going through, but God does. So God knew that she needed a word of encouragement. So maybe that's why he placed her in my heart, to relate that message to her. That's what I'm talking about. That's what God is talking about. Extend the love. Extend the love. Amen. In 1 John 3:16, let's go there. Amen. Because we're going to continue with that, with the love of God here. In the first book of John 3:16, it says, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Amen. So the word of God saying, hey, I laid down my life for you. So I sacrifice for you. So also do so for your neighbor. Also do so for others. So God expects us to do the same thing for others. Sometimes it may mean sometimes we can be there for others emotionally. Maybe this Stephanie, her name is, my neighbor, she needed, you know, a picker-upper, and the words that I texted her picked her up. How many of us send out text message? I know my sister Lisette here daily sends out blessings, and it picks you up. It picks you up, and she sends it out early enough that when we read it, we're like, ah, I can rest in God. God, you got this. God, you got this day for me. Amen. Because sometimes, amen, sorrow may last through the night, but the joy of the Lord comes in the morning, and it comes through others. It comes through others. It's a reminder, those blessings that we get by text or by a phone call or by reading the Word of God, it reminds us of the love of God. I said, God, you're so mindful of me that love is all around me. Amen. And there's no greater love than to remind yourself, my God gave his life for me. God served me in such a compassionate way. I didn't deserve his love, but yet he gave it to me graciously. I didn't have to earn it. I didn't have to work for it. He just gifted me his love. Amen. So God expects us to extend that same service, that same emotional need. It could be a physical need. Maybe somebody needs help. Maybe needs help packing because they're moving. Maybe needs help lifting something up. Whatever it is, be there for that person. And that's what it means. Lay down your life for that person. That means not necessarily die for that person. I mean, I think we would die for our own children. Amen. I would give up my life for my kids. But what I'm saying is, what God is saying is sacrificially and willingly put others in front of you. Do for others. I did it for you. I put myself before you. I served you. So now do the same for others. You know, when somebody puts somebody in your mind, you really don't know if there's a physical need, if there's an emotional need, or there could be a financial need. You don't know that until you connect with a person. And the way you connect with a person is through love. Love covers. Love, the love of God will never fail you. Amen. Sometimes you may call, how many of us? A lot of us have children. You pick up the phone, you call your child, and you can tell by the tone of the voice and the way they answer, okay, what's wrong? You can tell, I can tell right away. If I call my daughter by the tone of her voice, I can tell something is bothering her. My sons, I can tell by the tone of their voice, something is, you can't tell through a text, okay?
Right.
A text is so impersonal at times. When you need to really talk to somebody about something, about an issue, you need to pick up the phone and call that person. Because a text is so impersonal. But when I pick up the phone and I call my daughter because she's texting me something, I can tell what's up, what's going on, talk to me. Mm-hmm. And she may need a pick-me-up, an emotional pick-me-up. She may need some physical help, amen. She may need some financial help. And she may need some prayer. So whatever the Lord leads me to do, that's what I'm going to do for my daughter. Sometimes it's more than one thing. Sometimes it's more than two. Sometimes it's all four. But that's what we're here for. We're here to serve. We're here to serve our children. We're here to serve the people of God. We're here to serve each other. Amen. But most importantly, we're here to serve the Holy One. The Holy One. And when we serve others, we're serving the Holy One. Amen. The Word of God says, what you do unto others, you're doing unto me. So when you're loving others, you're loving me. Amen.
Amen.
But what's the reality? The reality is sometimes we don't feel like walking in love. Am I right? Sometimes we choose to walk in disgust. Because of whatever. It could be a circumstance. It could be a disappointment. It could be anything. But sometimes we don't even feel like walking in love. Why? Because the struggles of life, they're real. They're real. The struggles of life, sometimes they're not fair. Let's be honest. But God wants you to remember one thing. Amen. Not only does he love you, but he's done something even greater than that. He sent you a helper, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who is there to guide you, to counsel you, to pick you up, hallelujah, and he's the only one that allows you to walk in that love. All you got to do is just ask. God, right now, I don't feel like loving anybody. I don't feel like doing anything for anybody. God, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. And in the Gospel of John 15:16, the Lord said, you're not going to be alone. I'm not going to leave you orphan. I'm going to send you a helper.
That's right.
A helper that you can depend on.
Yes.
Don't depend on self, because self will fail you. You will fail others, church. I will fail others, but when the Holy Spirit, when you acknowledge the Holy Spirit, he will help you, and he will help you to walk in love when you don't feel like walking in love. Am I right? Amen?
Yes, amen.
I've been there. I know what it is when you just don't feel like doing something for somebody else. Maybe you're just tired. Maybe it's a repeated gesture that you're doing. And you got to ask the Holy Spirit, help me. Should I or should I not? Should I continue or should I not continue? Should I tell her this? Tell him that? What can I do? Well, God sends your helper. And it says it right here, John, the Gospel of John 15:26. We already quoted part of the scripture. Amen. You know, but the Lord is saying, but when the helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. The Holy Spirit's going to remind you of Jesus, the Son of God. He's going to remind you of his Son. He's going to remind you of his ways. He's going to remind you of his love. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit's your helper. Daily, the Holy Spirit continues to help you on a daily basis. His love is supernatural. His joy is supernatural. His peace is supernatural, because it comes from God. You cannot grab hold of peace from another person. It can only come from God. God's love, God's joy, God's peace is overflowing through us. But what we need to learn is to bask in his presence. Amen. Abide in him. Like the word says, abide in me and I will abide in you. Amen. We're in the same, the true vine, the Gospel of John 15:15. In 15:4 it says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, we can't do it on our own. We're not God. But he sends us a helper. And he says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
Amen.
Church, you can't do it on your own. That's why when you don't feel like walking in love, you have to turn to God. God, help me, because he's your helper. The love of God is already in the inside of you. You just have to recognize it, because love is not a feeling. It's an intention. It's a choice. It's not a feeling. You don't feel like loving somebody? Well, guess what? Love is not a feeling. It's intentional. It's a choice. It's a kind of the wrong choice of words. Amen. For you to use. It's a cop out. Amen. No. The love of God is inside of you. You can love because God first loved you. The love of God is flowing through you. The love of God doesn't fail you. It's always there. What we need to do is acknowledge the helper, acknowledge Holy Spirit. I thank you for helping me, and I need your help. Daily. Listen, you can't do this walk by yourself. I mean, daily, I got to run to God and say, Lord, I need you. I need you today. I need you to use me. I need you to give me words of wisdom today. I need you to understand the truth of your word. The word of God that says that the helper is the revealer of all truth. He reveals truth. That's why we just read that in John 15:26, the one we read before, it says, Jesus, you know, the Father will testify about Jesus because Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, Jesus is the life. Amen? So the Holy Spirit is saying, I'm going to remind you of the Son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to remind you of his way. I'm going to remind you, reveal to you the truth of God. Amen? And I'm going to reveal to you life. And how does he do that? By speaking to us. By having a conversation with us. The word of God says, ask and you will receive. Just ask. Just call on God. He's right there. He's ready. He is ready, willing, able to help you. And we forget that we have the Holy Spirit. He's there daily. Actually, sometimes he knocks on your door, you know. He says, hello, I'm here. Open the door. I'm here. I can help you with this. Hello. Wake up. Like I've been saying, wake up, sleepyhead, and rise. Amen. And Christ will shine on you. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is saying, I'm here. Where are you? I'm here. You know, I love you with an unconditional love. Stop doing all the work. Stop doing all the work. I'm here. Stop working so much on self. Stop working so much on your own. Stop doing things the way you want to have them done. Stop relying on self. Stop relying on yourself. Amen? Look at me. Call upon me. Ask me, seek me, and I will guide you. The word is here is, hello, rest in me. Rest in me, and I will show you my way. Rest in me. The Lord is not saying, you got to work it, you got to work it, you got to work it. And then rest. No, God is not saying that. No, you got to rest in me and I will show you. Don't work for love. Don't work for his joy. Don't work for the peace. You already have it. You don't need to work for it. It's already with you. We need to allow God to be God. Amen. Daily, his love is being poured onto us. Daily. So you need to start walking in a way that the love of God is all over you. The love of God is in you. The love of God will cover everything about you. We got to let go and let God do it. Quit trying and just trust God. Just trust him. He's got this. He knows your tomorrows. He's got this. Keep trying to make things work. Keep trying to make things work and ask the Holy Spirit to help you make it work because he knows. He knows what the other person needs. He knows what you need. He knows what your children need. Keep working for it. Stop working so much that you forget. That God is there, that you forget the helper, that you forget to connect with God, that you forget that God sacrificed for you, that you forget that he sent you a helper, that you forget that he's the revealer of truth, that you forget that he's the one that can guide you, that you forget that he can show you the way, show you the path, that you forget, hallelujah, that he is your all, he is your everything, that you forget that when you abide in him, you're going to produce fruit, good fruit, which is love, joy, peace, and so many others. Amen. That's why the Word of God says in Revelation 2:4, go back to your first love. Go back. Hallelujah. It says here, you know, we've heard it from Pastor Ruth as she had studied, you know, brought on a study of the book of Revelation. You know, the church at Ephesus, the it's called the Loveless Church. They were so busy with works, amen. But in Revelation 2:4, you know, the Lord is saying, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Hallelujah. Don't forget me. God is saying, don't abandon me. Hallelujah. Don't, you're doing great. You're doing all, you know, everything that I've asked you to do, but you've forgotten one thing. You've forgotten me. And the Lord is just reminding us, don't forget me. Don't forget to connect with me. Don't forget to talk to me. Don't forget your first love.
Amen.
The Lord is saying, don't abandon me, the love that you had for me the first time you met me. Come back to me and just rest. If you're not church, if you're not resting in God, that means you're working it out. When God is trying to do the work through you. Amen. God wants relationship. Not a system that you have put together to make things work out and to make things happen. No. God is the author of your story. Let God write your story. Don't write it. Don't make things work just because you want some shortcuts. No, let God be the author of your story. Let him write your book.
Amen.
Turn to God because he is writing your story. He doesn't want you to change it because God has already a book written about you. So don't come in and rewrite it. Don't come in and change it. God is the author and the finisher of your faith. As believers, we got to turn to God and talk to God and ask him, Lord, help me. When you turn to God, you're turning to your first love. When you ask God to help you, you're turning to your first love. When you ask God, God, I want to be your friend. God, I need you. God, speak to me. You're turning to your first love because you're acknowledging who God is in your life. I remind you, Jesus paid it all. He paid the price. And he doesn't need your help. We need his help. God is building us up every day. God is imparting something new in us every day. But you have to let him do it. You have to let him work through you. And sometimes we just got to surrender and say, Lord, I can't do this. I can't do this life. Sometimes because the reality is because you can't. You can't do it alone. You need God.
Amen.
You need God. You got to say, God, help me get through this day. Use me as a living epistle. Allow the Lord to bring his word to life in you. This is why the helper is your counselor. He's the revealer of all truth. Turn to God. Talk to him. Doesn't matter what it is. God wants to hear it. Doesn't matter how small or big the situation may be. God wants you to turn to him. And when we turn to God, we're turning to love. When we turn to God, we're turning to our first love. Ask God to show you. Let go, church, and let God. Listen, God has forgiven us, and he has forgiven much. Amen? He's got a great hope. He's got a great future for all of us. And daily, he is ordering our steps. He knows our tomorrows. We don't.
Amen.
I thank God this... You know, I thank God, I said to the Lord this week, God, thank you that you are writing my story. God, thank you that you are my helper.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remind you again, church, when I'm working, God's resting. When God's working, you're resting. Amen?
Amen.
So keep working so much. Amen? Let God do the work. He wants to do the work so you can rest. We need to rest in God because we need to acknowledge God and be grateful. Be grateful, my Lord. God sent his only son for you and me. We have it all. And God, we have it all. God is enough for all of us. Amen. And I want to end with this scripture. So let's turn to Psalm 136, 1. Hallelujah. And it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And if you read the whole, the rest of the Psalm 136 is all about giving thanks to God. So not just on Thursday, God doesn't just want you to give thanks to him this coming Thursday because it happens to be Thanksgiving Day. No. On a daily basis, we got to give thanks to God.
Amen.
Because the reality is his mercy, his love, his righteousness, amen, his compassions, his grace, and the list goes on and on and on, his kindness endures forever.
Amen.
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 So let's not forget, God is love.
Amen.
The love of God will never fail you. It covers a multitude of things and a multitude of sins.
Yes.
God wants to be first in your life. Love God unconditionally and love others unconditionally. So today and every day, let us give thanks to the faithful love that he has shown us through his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Have a beautiful and blessed Thanksgiving Day, church.